Washington is saying that there must be an American exit strategy from Afghanistan in place, and at the same time discusses the possibility of widening U.S. drone attacks within Pakistan proper, including targeting Quetta in Balochistan province. Whatever happens, the next few months will be critical for Pakistan. Its government is accused of not governing at all, having lost control of a huge area along its common border with Afghanistan. Defense analysts say the conflict in Pakistan could get worse. There are fears that it could become a failed state, a real concern for the international community, for a country with a nuclear weapons arsenal.
Let me tell you, whatever trouble of suicide bombing and all that is in Pakistan, it is precisely because of the perception that Pakistan is fighting America's war on terror. If Americans move away or they allow us to do that, and we tell our people that we are not prepared to fight this war on any terms, it has to be on our terms, then you would find that it is possible for us to settle this issue very amicably.
The country's northwest frontier province is already in a state of war. Pakistan's military fears it could be sucked into a quagmire there, from which it will be difficult to extract itself. They have already suffered high casualties since the country began supporting the United States in the so-called War on Terror. At least 100,000 Pakistani troops have been sent into the frontier province. They are there to prevent armed groups from moving into Afghanistan, as well as pacifying local tribes, so that Islamabad can maintain at least a tenuous grip on the area. If Balochistan is targeted by the Americans, it will certainly lead to a major backlash from the Pashtuns there, tribes that have so far been loyal to the Pakistani government. If they are angered, it will simply mean that Pakistan will have to beef up her forces there and contend with a rising Baloch insurgency at the same time. Already the country has had to withdraw its forces from the western border to the one with India on its east. The big fear here is that if the military is spread thin, it will make it ineffective. Kamal Haider, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.